Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Robin Goldsmith. I'm with GoPro Management Incorporated, a consultancy in Needham, Massachusetts. In this show, we're going to discuss the topic of proactive testing, how it helps deliver better software faster and cheaper. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started with proactive testing helps deliver better software faster and cheaper. Testing is, for most projects, roughly half of the project. And unfortunately, that's often not enough. Most testing still is not sufficient to catch all of the defects that are in the software. And they go through to the users, and when they are detected by users, that can create added problems. And by the time that those defects are found and fixed, it can be very expensive. Testing is very important. And a lot of testing training is very valuable, has a lot of good techniques, ways to plan and design tests, especially ways to design tests. And we cover many of those in our reusable test design class. But the fact is that the way that testing is ordinarily carried out within an organization is reactive. That is, typical testing, whether it's unit testing, integration testing, system testing, okay, typically occurs at the end. It's testing that the developed code conforms to the design. And it's reacting in large part to the developed code. In fact, many testers, many testing organizations, don't even get involved until after the code is written. By the time that they get the code, essentially all the defects are already in the code, so their challenge is maximal. At the same time, they're late in the process, and the project is probably late, and so their time for carrying out testing is minimal. And whatever defects they detect, by the time that they're finding them, it's very expensive to fix those defects. The net effect is the traditional reactive testing is just not very efficient and not very effective. It's a lot of hard work, it's well-intentioned, but it's fighting an insurmountable challenge with inadequate time and resources. I use the term proactive testing to refer to a methodology. By the way, many of my colleagues use the term proactive in conjunction with the word testing, but they're meaning something different. They typically mean something like making friends with developers, telling people how important testing is, trying harder at their testing, and so forth. Those are all important attributes, but they are not what I mean by proactive testing. I'm talking about a methodology that consists of an approach and special techniques. And these proactive testing methodology helps us deliver software that's not only better in terms of having fewer defects, it also actually helps the development process deliver that better software quicker and cheaper because we do things differently. We're not spending a lot of time and money on development, creating wrong things, hoping that the testers can catch them, and then hoping that the developers can fix them when it costs so much to fix those problems. When we get proactive, when we use proactive testing as I mean the term, we don't wait for the code to get developed with all the problems. We use testing techniques typically static testing techniques. Static testing involves things that are short of actually executing the code, which is what's called dynamic testing. Static testing techniques include reviews and inspections and walkthroughs and so forth. So proactive testing uses techniques to review or catch problems with the requirements, with the designs, with the feasibility analysis if it's been done, to catch those problems before they turn into code problems. So most organizations use, if they review their requirements at all, they typically use only one or two relatively weak techniques. Proactive testing uses more than 21 techniques. These are described in my book, Discovering Real Business Requirements for Software Project Success. Many of these 21 plus techniques are much more powerful than the techniques that are ordinarily used. So the typical review uses one or two techniques or doesn't review the requirements at all. And those one or two techniques are typically relatively weak, far weaker than people realize. Proactive testing, the 21 plus techniques, many of them are much more powerful. And so when we use these techniques to catch more of the problems with the requirements, we're making the requirements far better. When the requirements are far better, the designs become far better. But we don't stop there, because we also have more than 15 ways of reviewing designs, catching problems with designs. And the typical design review uses one or two techniques. We use more than 15, and they tend to be much more powerful than the ones that are commonly used. And so what happens is that we have far better requirements, far better designs, okay? And then the reviews make catch more of the remaining fewer design problems. So the designs are far, far better. If nothing changes with the executable dynamic tests of the code, the fact that we've got far, far better designs, which creates far, far better code, will make the testing that we're doing far more effective. And the reason for that is because testers ordinarily spend an inordinate amount of their time bogged down in catching relatively trivial defects. By the time they're done with the trivial defects, they haven't had a chance to get to the harder defects. So when the designs are far, far better, which means the code is far, far better. What that really means is that there are far fewer of these trivial defects. And so that skilled testers can use their skill to carry out tests that are more demanding, things that ordinarily they don't have a chance to get to. And so the net effect is that far, far better code goes through to acceptance testing as far, far, far better code. But we don't stop there, because when we get proactive, we also plan and design our tests as much as possible as part of the system design. Okay? And so planning tests is a dynamic testing activity that is one of our 15 plus ways of catching problems in the design. And proactively planning the tests before the code is written not only makes our executable dynamic tests far better, but it also makes our designs far, far better. Because it's easier to catch a problem in the design because you can't test it than it is to wait for it to be coded and hope that you catch it in execution of the tests. So, proactive testing, the planning and design of tests as part of the design phase before the code is developed, makes the executable dynamic tests of the code far better, because you're testing what the code ought to do rather than reacting to what the code actually does. And it makes the designs far, far, far better. So far, far, far better designs make far, far, far better code, coupled with far better tests, goes through to acceptance testing. It makes the code going through to acceptance testing far, 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 far better. And we also use proactive testing techniques to make the acceptance testing much more thorough, contributing to making the requirements far, far better, the designs far, far, far better, and the executable acceptance tests. They're planned and designed at the beginning for execution at the end, and that makes them far, far better. And so what happens is that what goes through to production is far, 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 far better. Okay? And the good news is that it takes no longer and costs no more to get such far, far better results. And the reason is because proactive testing is catching problems when they're easier to fix and preventing problems. Okay? We're doing things differently. So I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Robin Goldsmith. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. Thanks a lot.